Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of this morning's sermon? A Home for Your Heart. Finding our theme especially in Psalm 27, verse 4, which reads, I only ask one thing of the Lord. This is what I want, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Again, our theme is a home for your heart. You'll find in your handout the sermon outline. Follow that sermon outline together today as we consider this theme, a home for your heart. As I said earlier, today we begin a brand new sermon series, and it's on the Lord's Prayer. It's found in Matthew chapter 6, and of course we know it begins with these words, Our Father, who art in heaven. So then why begin this sermon with another passage? Psalm 27 that says, I wish to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Well, to begin this sermon series, we need an introduction. And in this introductory sermon, we are going to begin the theme that's the overall theme for the entire series, a home for your heart. We will see in this sermon series that the Our Father of the prayer, the Our Father of the Lord's Prayer wants to be your dwelling place, your true and eternal home. So to get started, if you follow your sermon outline, I'd like to talk to you today about your house. Let's step through the front door and look around a little bit. Every so often, it's good for each of us to do a home inspection. You know, to check the roof for leaks, to check the foundation for cracks, to check the cupboards for any unwanted pests. What's that? You think it's strange that I want to look at your house? Well, maybe I should have been more clear. I'm not talking about your visible house of wood or brick. Today, we're talking about your spiritual house. You have one, you know. It's a grand palace. Just as a physical house cares for your body, the spiritual house that God gives you cares for your heart and your soul. But chances are, you haven't given much thought to housing your soul. We build elaborate houses for our bodies, but far too often our souls are caused to live in shacks with holes in the roof and holes through the walls where the storms of life blow and make us cold and wet and miserable. Doesn't have to be this way. Our Father, yes, our Father of the prayer that begins Our Father, wants you to move out of the cold and to live with Him. Under His roof, there is room for you. At His table, there is a place set just for you. In His living room, there is a special chair reserved just for you. And He wants you to take up permanent residence in His house. Why? Simple. He is your Father. He is our Father, who art in heaven, and He wants you to dwell in Him. Listen carefully. He wants you to dwell in Him, not just to dwell with Him. St. Paul put it this way in Acts 17, verse 28. For in Him we live and move and have our being. Our Father who art in heaven is not just in heaven. He is here every day of our lives, and He wants us to dwell in Him. He is our roof. He is our wall. He is our foundation. Even Moses knew this. In Psalm 90, verse 1, listen to what Moses said. O Lord, You have been our home, our dwelling place in all generations. What a clear image. God as your home. Home is the place where you can be who you are without having to try hard to please somebody. Home is where you can kick off your shoes, eat pickles and crackers, and don't care if anybody sees that you've spilt these on your pajamas. Home is a place you can't wait to get to when the world around you has beaten you up. Just as your earthly home is a place of refuge, so God's house is a place of peace. And the good news is this: God Himself can be your dwelling place. God wants to be your dwelling place. God has no interest in being just a weekend getaway, a Sunday bungalow, or a summer cottage. God doesn't want to just be a vacation cabin or a future retirement home. God wants to be your permanent address. Listen to what Jesus said about this very thing in John 14. If anyone loves Me, they will obey My teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. For many people, including me, this is a brand new idea. It wasn't until I did the research and preparation for the sermon series that this wonderful biblical teaching came alive. You see, we tend to think of God as a deity to discuss, not a place to dwell. We think of God as someone to pray to, not a home to live in. We think of God as a creator to worship, not a house in which to dwell. But the Our Father of the prayer wants to be much more than just our Father who art in heaven. He wants to be, as says Acts 17, the one in whom we live and dwell and have our being. When the Lord led the children of Israel through the wilderness, He did not just appear once to them and then abandon them. No, the pillar of fire was present all night. The cloud was with them every day. God never leaves us. Our Lord Jesus, who died on the cross to pay for our sin, who opened up the doors of heaven, who gave you the right to call Almighty God your dear Father. This same Jesus said to you in Matthew 28:20, Lo, I will be with you always. Did you ever think of it this way? Heaven knows no difference between Sunday morning and Wednesday afternoon. God longs to speak to your heart just as clearly wherever you are Monday through Saturday as this 1 hour on Sunday. God is to be worshipped when we sit together at the dinner table and not just when we kneel at the communion table. Now, my friends, you may go days, without thinking about God, but there's never a moment He's not thinking of you. We sinners can turn our backs on God, run away from Him, and leave His house, absent ourselves from His presence. But He was always looking to welcome us home into His loving and forgiving arms. My friends, that was indeed the one point of the most famous parable Jesus ever told, the parable of the prodigal son. When we read in Luke 15, verse 20, "But while the son was still a long ways off, the father saw him, ran to him, embraced him, and kissed him." The father wanted his son to come home. David, the king of Israel, whom God called a man after my own heart, said this in Psalm 27, verse 4. "One thing I have asked of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord." What is this house of the Lord that David seeks? Is David just describing a physical structure? Does he long for a building with four walls? No. Acts 17:24 says clearly, "Our Lord does not live in temples built by human hands." And when this same David says in Psalm 23, verse 6, these words you know so well, "I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever," he's not saying he just wants to get away from people. David is saying he yearns to be in God's presence, to be where God is, to be in God's house. Now you may be thinking, "Sure, Pastor. He was David. He was the giant killer, the king of Israel, the writer of Psalms. David didn't have a mortgage. David didn't have a maxed out Visa card. Carpools, diapers, a mean boss, endless doctor appointments, demanding relatives, rebellious kids, a crazy schedule, and poor self-esteem. I'd love to live in God's house too, Pastor, but for the time being, don't you see, I'm stuck in the real world." I beg to differ. You're not stuck in the real world. Just the opposite. You are one step away from the house of God. He has prepared a home for your heart. Wherever you are, whatever day it is, whatever time it is, whether at the breakfast table on Tuesday morning, the office on Thursday afternoon, the soccer practice or grocery store on Saturday, you can be in the presence of our Father. Of our Father who is not just in heaven, but who is with you to make himself your home and your shelter every day of your life. You need never leave the house of God. You don't have to change your postal code or your neighborhood. His Holy Spirit today is speaking to your heart. The Holy Spirit is creating in your heart faith and assurance, inviting you to change your perception, to change the way you look at things. His Holy Spirit enables you to declare with Moses in Psalm 90, "O Lord, you have been our home, our dwelling place for all generations." When your car is stuck in traffic, never happens in Vancouver. When your car is stuck in traffic, you can step right into the chapel. Your Lord is there waiting for you. When the harsh winds of anger or temptations hit you, you can step behind the wall of his strength. When others make fun of you or belittle you, you can take a seat in the porch swing next to your Father. He's there to comfort you. when you've sinned and you are ashamed and feel like running away, our Father is not just in heaven. He's running to you to welcome you to His dinner table. Remember, the house of the Lord is not a house of stone or brick. You won't find it on a map or on a realtor's website, but you'll find the true house of the Lord in your Bible. Now listen carefully. You have seen the blueprint to God's house before. You've read the names of the rooms. You've recited the layout. You're familiar with the design, but chances are you've never seen it as a house plan. You viewed these verses as a prayer. And indeed they are the Lord's Prayer. It'd be difficult to find anybody who has not heard or spoken these words from Matthew chapter 6. Say them with me if you would. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Children, memorize it. Worshippers, recite it. Students, study it. Aha! But now, I want to challenge you in these next 14 weeks to do something different with the Lord's Prayer. I want to challenge you to live in it. We will see the phrases of the Lord's Prayer as a floor plan to our spiritual house, to a home for your heart. We will see in these words of Jesus not just a model prayer to speak to God. We will see in these words of Jesus a blueprint of how we can live with God as His presence is our true home. I hope you're eager to take a look around this house of the Lord. I sure am eager. I look forward to being your personal tour guide for the next 3 months. In this wonderful Lord's Prayer, we will not only speak to God, we will live with Him in His house, in His holy presence. His front door is open wide. You are invited in. In these next weeks, bring someone with you because everyone is welcomed into the house and presence of the Lord. Next Sunday, we'll begin our sermon series by making our way into the living room. We will discover that every heart needs a father. Every heart needs our Father. His presence indeed is a home for your heart and for mine. In the name of Jesus, welcome home. Amen.